Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by Ronnie Cummins of the Organics Consumer Association. And if you are interested in buying organic products and you need to know what you should know to make sure you're getting something pure and clean, especially if you're paying a little extra for it, you will not want to go anywhere except stay tuned in, because we have a very up-to-the-minute report from Ronnie Cummins about what's going on, efforts in the industry to try to dilute organic milk, for example, and what you need to know to make sure you get the good stuff, and most importantly, that we all send a message that we don't want the organic label messed with. So we're going to be talking about the big O, as in organic, in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to tell you about Shauna Weber. She has been our interim producer at EcoTalk and a wonderful addition to our team. She has lots of degrees in environmental studies. She taught at Santa Clara University. And in between jobs, we were lucky enough to have her working with us and still do for another couple of weeks. But we're proud to say, although it is their gain and our loss, that Princeton University has very intelligently hired her away to be their first manager of sustainability. So she'll be joining them in June for a September startup. And so she's also going to be keeping her finger on the pulse of what's going on college campuses in terms of environment awareness and in terms of maybe trying to get us on some college radio stations, because there, of course, is a lot of great activism going on. And we haven't been able to tap into that, nor have them access us as much as possible, the college student population being the them. So we're going to hopefully make that happen. And with Shauna's help, we will be finding out more. We're going to begin with a special report from Shauna Weber about what's taking place at Penn State. Here it is.
If you haven't heard the news from Penn State University, you'll want to listen up. Their latest student action has inspired leaders across the nation. At the end of April 2006, peaceful students from the activist group Eco Action performed a sit-in in front of University President Graham Spanier's office. This was after 2 years of failed attempts to meet with the president to discuss reducing Penn State's greenhouse gas emissions. Students felt that stronger approaches were needed to impress on the administration the importance of this issue to the nation's future leaders. During the sit-in, they vowed to remain on the premises until the president agreed to adopt an aggressive policy to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 7% below 1990 levels by 2012. Such a goal would make Penn State the national leader in greenhouse gas reduction. By Friday, April 28th, students had sat for 25 hours and flooded Spanier's office with 4,500 signed letters from the Penn State community. When President Spanier finally emerged to speak with Eco Action, he said their demands were not feasible. Eco Action responded with a request for a third-party feasibility study for reducing greenhouse gas emissions on campus and asked Spanier to commit to adopting all feasible measures based on the study results. At the end of the day, Spanier had agreed to renew negotiations starting Monday, May 1st. Eco Action is currently at the table and has vowed not to leave until satisfied that Penn State will step up to the global warming plate. Eco Action has gained recognition among national student leaders as an inspiring example of a peaceful and respectful approach to making our world a better place. Student organizations across the country are considering similar actions on their campuses. Many thanks to Eco Action for their dedication to fighting global warming, and we look forward to further news from Penn State. For Eco Talk, I'm Shauna Weber.
And thank you, Shauna. And if our wonderful action-oriented listeners, that is you, want to call President Spanier at Penn State to encourage him to adopt greenhouse gas reduction measures and say, on the contrary, it is quite feasible, please go to our website, which again is www.ecotalk.net, for more information.